Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time. Thoughts on the season so far?
Yeah, it's been interesting so far. It's probably, as a whole, you know, it's shown out that there's six really strong Bendigo teams, and we're really trying hard to improve and be a part of that. I think it's very, very even. I don't think there's one club at the moment that has really put their hand up to say that they're the, you know, they're the standout amongst the whole lot. And from a Kyneton perspective, we're certainly very happy with how our young group has applied themselves this season. We've had too many injuries, which has been a little bit unfortunate. With how young we are, you really need senior and mature players around those guys. But considering we have lost some of those of our very, very senior and leader quality people, our young guys have just stood up really well. And that's given us great hope for not just the rest of this year. We're enjoying the challenge this year, but certainly into the future.
Must be shattering for with all those injuries.
Yeah, they're shattered. Yep. They're shattered. You know, we had our ruckman, James Orr, do a knee. He's had a terrible amount of luck over the last few years with injuries. Hamish Govan broke his leg against Castlemaine. He's our captain and, you know, spiritual leader, but he's, yep, you know, he's our barometer,
yeah,
in the middle of the ground. And he's one of those sort of tough midfielders. You just can't afford to lose in amongst the type of team we are. And I suppose the main thing for guys like that, you know, Matt Johnson's gone down with a calf again. He won't be playing tonight. He's had no, so since we recruited Matt to come on board, he's just, his body hasn't held up at the moment. So we'll keep working with him. But certainly, I think the frustration for them is they can see how well these young guys are going and they want to be a part of that, you know, and they want to be a part of that growth. So they're disappointed. They want to be out there, but, you know, not to be at the moment.
Of course.
Probably one of the bigger losses for us too, Daniel, was Caleb Fisher at the start of the year. He's a 19-year-old midfielder for us, had been through the Bendigo system, and been a very good junior for us, and he'd had a great pre-season. He was looking to be one of our main midfielders, and unfortunately, just before the season, doesn't need knee. And so once again, there's another one of our really good kids that has missed out, which is disappointing for him.
You mentioned earlier about the younger generation stepping up and taking into those senior roles. I guess that's the thing, isn't it? You're looking towards the future as well as the present.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you don't sort of look too far ahead because the club really, you know, we're going great off the field. Kyneton Football and Netball Club are in a really stable and sustainable position at the moment, which is great. Really, really good core group of committee members that are doing a good job, and our membership base and supporter base has always been terrific, so there's no problems there. And then seeing the results on the field, now not all of those are wins, but the way the guys are applying themselves and the effort and the, I suppose, commitment. The local people are loving the fact that we've got so many young Kyneton people out there and they're showing great signs. So there's a lot of positivity around the club without us at the moment being in that top five or six.
That is absolutely fantastic that enthusiasm's coming through for the Tigers. Tonight, of course, taking on Strathfield, say, at Strath. What are you hoping to see tonight apart from the W?
Yeah, listen, you know, take away whether it's a win or a loss. I think it's just growth.
Yep.
Our game against Sandhurst last week, for anyone who went down there, probably our group could have been forgiven for finding it a bit too hard against the, you know, the top team in the league and one of the very, very strong teams.
Yep.
Once again, we probably had, I think it was 8 or 9 under 19 players on the ground, and they were just amazing in their effort. I mean, they just, unfortunately, I think the key for us at the moment is a bit of decision making around our guys do turn the footy over a bit too much, and the good teams are making us pay. And then there's just a small lapse or two. Once oppositions get in control in the midfield, we're just getting made to pay too much on the scoreboard, but the actual contest itself was terrific. And, you know, our local crowd walked away from that game just saying, gee whiz, our guys really took it up to them. You know, physically,
yep,
all of our young guys were in there to, you know, they weren't just there to learn. They were out there having a red-eyed crack. So from that perspective, that's all we want to see. We really want to see that the guys can be consistent. And, you know, that needs to be our foundation of how our club, you know, plays footy moving forward. Because, and Paul's very big on this, is if that's our foundation, yep, we can work on the rest. So the guys were great last week. They've trained well on the track. We've got a very young the team's very young, and every time we play a Sandhurst or a Strath or one of these top teams, it's a great learning experience for these young guys. I mean, they get to understand how strong Bendigo Football League is and really what intensity they have to play out to compete.
Footy Operations Manager for the Kyneton Tigers, Nathan Thompson, joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, Nathan, you've got some very special rounds coming up, including Ladies Day and Tigers of Old celebrations.
Yeah, absolutely. Ladies Day is just a great day for our club. I just don't think the women of football get recognised enough, and I think most footy clubs do it, which is great. Women's football is just amazing at the moment. I actually coach our under-15 girls team, which is sensational. They're just great young girls, and it's a great competition, a great thing to see women and girls involved in footy. And this is also for, you know, the wives, the girlfriends, and everyone around Kyneton to have their day, you know, instead of, you know, putting up with having to watch footy every week, which not all of them love, to have a bit of fun themselves. So that'll be fantastic for all our women that are interested in a really fun night. Jump on the website. You can arrange your range a ticket through that and come along. And the Tigers Vault is going to be huge. That's actually the last game of the season, against Kangaroo Flat. We're basically inviting basically everyone involved in the Kyneton Tigers, but the concept of it is anyone who has been an administrator, player, netball, football, you know, both men and women, and any involvement in the club. We're having a big celebration to get back together and not recognise, but actually invite people who may haven't been around the club for a while to come back in and realise that they're still a part of our community and, you know, be a really big day for the club. So that'll no doubt be a huge day for us to finish the season and, you know, just get together, have some fun and celebrate.
Yeah, big couple of rounds coming up for the Tigers. Finally, Nathan, your junior development there, you mentioned about the under-15s. Seems that by your social media presence on Facebook and what I've been hearing, it's very, very strong at the Tigers.
Yeah, the kids are going well. The kids are all going well. There's, you know, the volunteer system at local football and, you know, any sports in local communities is pretty amazing, really. Yep. The amount of time that people are willing to put in, and every club does it. And, you know, you just got to dip your hat to it to help young people and give them, you know, a place to be involved with, but also to improve their skills. And, you know, that's the bigger picture for us. It's participation. So, number one, we want to provide a place where, you know, these young people want to come in and participate. And then on top of that, it's the putting things in place to actually have them enjoy footy and grow to a point where they can, you know, come through and play for the Kyneton Footy or Netball Club, depending which sport they're playing. So, I mean, it's challenging. I keep saying this to everyone, Daniel, is, you know, Bendigo is a very, very tough competition, both football and netball. So, you know, for our young people to be able to stay at the club and compete in that, you know, we've got to help them. You know, we've got to help them develop. And the start of that is participation. We need to get the numbers through.
Yep.
And then the second part of that is we need to help them grow through that program so that when they get up to this under-18 level and then reserves and seniors, that, you know, they're actually ready to compete, because it's, you know, it is very full on and it's a very high standard of competition.
Nathan, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and good luck against Strath tonight.
Thanks, Dan. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Nathan Thompson there, the Footy Operations Manager for the Kyneton Tigers on Gold, Central Victoria.